The California legislature is still struggling to close a $26 billion budget gap. One endangered program is in-home support services for more than 400,000 elderly and disabled. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has proposed cutting those services for all but the most severe cases, which could force many who are now independent to move into nursing homes. Gina Diamante of member station KVCR in San Bernardino has the story of one of those seniors.
Flora Mae King turned 102 last Sunday. She still lives alone, but she says she couldn't do it if not for an in-home support services worker who comes in 5 days a week to do the things she can't manage anymore.
I could boil some water, boil an egg, maybe.
King's one-bedroom apartment is decorated with puzzles she put together over the years.
Maybe that's why my hands are worn out. You know, jigsaw puzzles and crocheting, and I sewed. I used to sew, too. I took sewing years. I did a lot of things to prepare myself, but what good is it now when my hands are worn out?
King suffers from arthritis, shingles, and carpal tunnel syndrome, but until 2 years ago, she was still driving.
Yeah, they tell me I may not ever get over it. I'm so old now, if they take this service that I'm getting away, what would I do?
In-home support services, or IHSS, gives her 60 hours a month of extra help. Her IHSS aide does the housework and the grocery shopping. She also gets King to doctor appointments. King's care manager, Lorna Levias, says there's more to IHSS than just running errands.
They help this person survive. They remind this person to take their medicine. They help them to remember they have a doctor's appointment. Without the in-home supportive services, she's at risk for being institutionalized, which would even cost more.
King has 32 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but living with them is not a possibility.
And they're having babies so fast and the kids are still at home. They wouldn't have any room for me.
Her doctors also don't want her to move in with family.
They're afraid I'll get pneumonia. That's just why they want me to stay away from crowds.
She can't afford assisted living. It's double what she's paying right now. At this moment, she says she's not sure what she'll do if IHSS is cut.
Whatever I could do for myself, I would do. But what could I do? Oh, boy. I hate to think what I would do. Hope I could find something in Tent City.
For NPR News, I'm Gina Diamante.
You're listening to NPR News.